Yes, we spend a lot of time in the last couple of shiurim trying to understand the principles of Eshel Sochto, and of course the corollary of Eshel Sochto, the principle of Chaticha Dasas Nevela. And the Gemara runs into a big problem with Chaticha Dasas Nevela. We go back to Daf Kuches. So on the bottom of Kuches and Aleph, even though Rav was the one who told us that Chaticha Dasas Nevela, and he also from Yudan, Botel, and all the whole nine yards. It was the wait a second. Is that really true? Three lines from the bottom. But Itmar, Kezayis Basar, Shinofo Lesoch, Yorosh Ocholov. If you have a Kezayis of meat that falls into a big, big pot of milk, Amarav, Basar, Basar, Mecholov Mutter, that the meat remains Basar and the milk is going to be Mutter. Why is the milk Mutter? Very simple. Because whatever tom of Basar is coming out into the milk is going to be Botel. But the problem is that the original meat itself remains also. Now, some of you may remember, we spoke a lot about this. Who remembers which sugars that we talked a lot about this? Who remembers? Who remembers? I'm going to have to fix my...
Yilal Gevar Satogavar?
My what?
Yilal Gevar Satogavar?
Not so much, maybe a little bit. We spoke a lot about when A falls into B, so even though B is going to be mutter, but A remains also. We spoke a lot about this. We spoke about sticking the spoons in. Did we talk about this like 6 months ago? When you stick a fleshy spoon into a fleshy pot of soup, so then even though the soup may be mutter because the beliefs that come out of the spoon of mutter, but the spoon itself remains also. Did we talk about this? Come on.
Two times and three times.
Three times. Smocks, two sedations. Yeah, come on. This should ring a bell, guys. Come on. All right. So it was all based on this gemara. So bottom line is, Rav tells me that when the piece of meat falls into the big, big pot of milk, so the pot of milk can be mutter because a little bit of meat that went in is both of the shishim, but the meat itself remains also. So the verse says, if you hold Eshel Sochto Asur, if you hold Eshel Sochto Asur, so then cholav my mutter, cholav nevehu. Why is the resulting milk mutter? That's the problem. Even though the meat that goes into the milk is going to be botel, but the milk itself that went into the meat now became osaratz bos mechalav, and that milk is inevitably going to go right back into the big pot of milk. By going back into the big pot of milk, it's going to trafe up the rest of the milk because this is Rav speaking called nindamino in a botel. So basically, what you want to say is that how can you tell me that Eshel Sochto is also, how can you tell me that Nevela, if you really believe Chedichanas Nevela, so then the milk becomes a shemeser. The same way the meat became a shemeser, the milk becomes a shemeser, and that milk in turn is going to trade up, and you're not going to have to hide behind Shishim anymore, it's going to have to ask for the Mashim. That was the most kasha. Now the answer to that kasha is going to be mentioned in the next sugya. So we're not up to that now. We just want to focus for a moment on the kasha, and we want to focus on the aborted teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Nah, le'yelam kisavarav Eshel Sochto Asur." That really, truly, Rav holds Eshel Sochto Asur, echetichnas in the vela, and therefore the meat becomes iser asur Hashem atzmai. But just because the meat becomes asur Hashem atzmai, that doesn't translate to mean that the milk becomes asur Hashem atzmai. Why? Listen to this one. Guess what? The Torah says you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov. What does that mean? So says the Gemara at this stage, the basar is also the yisur is only chal on the basar. Basar is basar b'cholov is also. If you could theoretically figure out a way to eat milk without eating meat, that's heter gomer. There's nothing treif about the milk in the bas mechalav. The treifus is the meat in the bas mechalav, not the milk shalom. Now, again, that's going to be quite a feat to try to figure out how to do that, because inevitably, within every molecule of cholav, you have a bleas of meat. So the mice cannot be able to do that. But theoretically, in the world of perfect lumdus, why does that help us? Because once you subscribe to that idea of Gedi Asr Torah V'lochalov, then it turns out that you can't turn around and say, Chatichanas Dveva on the Cholov, and the Cholov became a Min Isser, and therefore it should trafe up all the other milk based on Min Minu in a bottle. Because quite frankly, the Gemara says the Cholov is not Asr. So that's the Gemara's answer. Give all the Keteretz. Give the Keteretz. Except that it's wrong. The Gemara rejects it immediately. The Gemara proves that it's not true. From a whole complicated, convoluted proof, it's not true. There's no such thing. No pun intended. No such animal. That the principle of Basra and the Cholav means the Basra is Nasir and the Cholav is Nasir. And the Gemara's proof positive is if you eat, let's say I take I have Basra and Cholav and I eat a Kezayis of Basra and Cholav, but I only ate 80% of the Kezayis was Basra and 20% of the Kezayis was Cholav, I'm Chayav Malchus. How are you talking? How could it be? If Gedia is a terrible Cholav, so I only ate a Chatzishia Visser. The answer is it's a joke. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. There's no such thing called Gedias HaTarvel HaChorv. So, since the Gemara rejects this Teretz, now we're still stuck with the original question. So, Cholav HaMai Mutter, why don't we say Cholav Nevela? So, I don't know yet know the answer to that question. It's coming attractions for later. I don't know what we'll get to today or next week, whatever the case may be. But at this stage in the Gemara attempted this idea of Gedias HaTarvel HaChorv, and the Gemara knocked it down, smacked it down, rejected it, Mamash Atrei. So it doesn't exist for us at all. This svar of Gister Lachalav doesn't exist in any shape or form. We place that to the bulk of today's shiur. I want to discuss an aborted Havamina de Gemara. Some guys are thinking, come on, Rabbi, come on. Can we get some Askanas in here? Cut out the aborted Havaminas. So I think I must have said this at least once or twice every week, is that we learn an awful lot from aborted Havaminas. We learn tremendous yesedis and pearls of Torah are hidden behind every word and every nuance of the Gemara. If Reb Chaim was medayik from things the Gemara did or did not say, things the Rav did or did not say, so if the Gemara bothered saying it, even though it rejected it, Torah l'am de nitzarach. So Reb Chaim, I want to understand the Havamina and I want to understand the ramifications of its being rejected. So the Gemara thought for a very, very short time, for approximately one line on Kuches Mabez, that imagine the following scenario. I have a cheeseburger. Let's just treat cheeseburgers as being their ice, just for kicks, okay? I have a cheeseburger. So what goes into a cheeseburger? Who remembers? Who remembers? What's in a cheeseburger? Who can give me a recipe for a cheeseburger? Nobody? Come on, all at once. All the old timers.
$15,000 question?
You don't know what I'm referring to.
$15,000 question?
No. I want to know. I'm working for Burger King. I want to know, what do I do? What do I put on the cheeseburger? Who could say, really, come on. I won't accuse anybody of watching Burger King commercials back from the 1970s. Two beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, a couple of onions on a sesame seed bun. Am I correct? Like the burger to see something, right? There you go. Okay, good.
That's right. That's yeah.
You have to say it really fast, right? Two beef patties, sauce, cheese. There used to be a famous commercial for Burger King back in the 1970s. Okay, sorry guys, you guys were nowhere near even born at that time. Okay, so it may still be the commercial for Burger King. I just haven't watched the commercial for Burger King commercial anything in the last 30 years. But who's counting? So I say I have my cheeseburger. So I have my beef patty and I have my slice of cheese. And the Gemara thought for a moment that the real issue of Achilles Bas B'chol is only the Basar Shavai, and the Gemara rejected it. So Yesh Lachkor, what the rejection was. I can understand what the rejection was in one of two ways, and this is important because we live in a world post-rejection. So do we say that original Svara was Mamish Deru, was completely Sheker B'chazov. Basar B'cholov means Basar Zasar and B'chol Shavai. Equally awesome. There's no preference to the Basar Shabo or the Chol Shabo. They are equally part of the Davar Shel Isser. If you eat a Kezayis of Basar Yichai, you eat a Kezayis of Chol Yichai. You eat a half Kezayis of one half Yichai. The Basar and the Chol are equal partners in the prohibition of Basar and Chol. What do I say? No. That even though the Gemara rejected that extreme view that Basar Asar Tarvel Chol, but the underlying premise of that view was not really rejected in the following way. Taka the Torah does say, Osvashal Gedi, Bachalevi Mo. The Torah almost is saying, Osochal, Basar, oh, by the way, Bachalav. So even we who live in the world of post rejection of that mistaken view of Basar ignoring Chalav, we accept fundamentally that the primary insert of Basar B'chol is really the Basar. Once is a nisafasar, so the meva the chol of his mitzvahs pisur also. So we're not going to go so far as to say that the chol of is independently mutter. No, it's not true. The chol of is asur, but the isur of the chol of is neveya from the basar. It means first you have to pass in the basar shayla. If and when we pass in that the basar was asur, so the meva the chol of also ends up independently being asur. The Isser, and you can't hide behind Basos, Tavil, Cholam, it's not true. That was rejected. But there's a kernel of truth in the Havam. The kernel of truth is, although the Basos is not the exclusive Isser, it is the primary Isser. And therefore, if and when the Basos is Asser, then the Cholam tags along. And if for some quirk of a reason, Basos isn't Asser, then the Cholam gets off scot-free. What do I say? Nah, it's ridiculous. Once we reject the Havamina, Basar B'Chalav independently Asar, you could theoretically have Basar being Asar without the Chalav should be Asar. You could theoretically have the Chalav being Asar without the Basar being Asar. The two are two independent categories. Once Basar B'Chalav apply, each one, in a sense, is Chalav an independent Asar. And that idea that Basar is somehow the primary Asar is B'Chalav Dvarmeyon. There is no such thing. If you almost the marshal, there is a Gemara, I think we spoke about this back in Yevamos days, like the Berman back in Yevamos days. It's a good, quite a few years, about almost 8 years, I think, back in Yevamos days. Maybe time for Yeshiva to Yevamos again, okay? So back in Yevamos days. So I've told the story many times that somebody told me about, it was the Talmud who was learning in the Mi'ah, Rav Asher, and it was a boy from Tinek. He was learning in the Mi'ah for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and the parents were getting, kind of a little anxious to bring him back. They thought, he had done a shot of hay already in the Mi'ah. And the boy didn't really come back, and he went to speak to Rav Asher and asked him, what should we do? Apparently, that next man, the yeshiva was doing Yevamos. So this poor boy from Tinek was trying to explain to Abba Shariyeli that, I've been here for 5 years already, and my parents really, really, really want me to come back to America. What should I tell them? So Abba Shariyeli said, "Rak tagid lehem shelomdim zman abay yivamus." So eicha shalav zohar. So Abba Shariyeli didn't understand how anyone in Tinek, I don't think he knew what Tinek was. Not to be against Tinek. I also live in Tinek, that's very well. Happens to be this family of Mamish B'nai Teresh of B'nai Teresh, the most wonderful, wonderful people. The father's a fine Tamil Chacham, Mamish Yadeh Sefer. But Rav Asher couldn't be massive that an American, Tinek family wouldn't understand that, of course, my son's going to say for 16th year in Eretz Yisrael, because they're learning Yavam. Like, well, what was, I'm so sorry for even suggesting that he should come home after 16 years, because they're told that she was learning Yavam. So anyway, bottom line is, when we learned Yavam back in Shiva by us, so we spoke about this a little bit. There's a Gemara later on, Yavam, the Pedal, I'm mistaken, but the Gemara discusses the Isurei Bia, the unique Isurei Bia for Kohen. A Kohen is not like a Grusha, And the Gemara raised the question whether those Yisurim apply only to the Kohen, or do they apply to the woman who's being violated the Yisur as well? So a Kohen is by the Grusha, so it's only the Kohen in violation, or is the Grusha also in violation? And the Kohen Gadol is being violated, the Amana is only the Kohen Gadol in violation, or is the Amana also in violation? The Gemara says, what's the Shaila? We have a class, the Gemara says, but the Kohen and other places, there is no difference in low sesed between men and women, except for some very, very few and far between exceptions and rule. Things are real, real off the charts. But men can't do malach and Shabbos, women can't. Men can't eat shabbos, women can't. Men can't, when can't wear shabbos, women can't. So he's soon to love him. What's the shabbos? What's his not? One could have argued that cloud, Hishra Kos, Ishalish Kolosh and Matira, that only applies to Yisur Mashav and Bakol. That only applies to things like Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Mitzvah, and Kippur, things that speak to all Jews. But Yisur that are Edom Shav and Bakol are by definition on a lower level of this. And that's the whole Sugi that appears. Not a place in Shas, it's a higher up of Yisur. And this is Edom Shav and Bakol is a lower level kind of an Yisur. And as such, One can argue that maybe that principle, that possible, the word derives from the Hukam and Kedushin, the Hishra Kos, Hishra Lishkol, and Shiva Torah, is limited only to the Isur HaShem Mekor. So, Taka, what's the Mokor that the Amman is not allowed to marry the Kohen? What's the Mokor that the Grusha, as I came out of Kaga, what's the Mokor that the Grusha can't be with the Kohen head yet? What's the Isur on the woman? So, what's the special Zerza Kos? What's the Zerza Kos? It says, Yisha, Grusha, Misha, Lo Yikochu. So, Yikochu is Yikochu. It's all the Rosh and Gemara says that there's a special Zesa Kosso that just as the man is not allowed to be designed with the Grusha, so too the Grusha is not allowed to be designed with the man, Kayin. So it's that court, the Xerza Kosso. So there's a big question to be sharing, how do you understand that Xerza Kosso? Does that Xerza Kosso mean that it was almost like a mistaken Havamina that women should be exempted? We goofed. We thought we had this grandiose Havamina, we were dead wrong. And then the Torah just tells you, by the way, go back to the old, it's like yesterday, the Reb Chaim Shakir was the Yaakov HaMil. Goes back to the old story. It means it goes back to the original Svar, it's not correct, that the Hishra Kos Nishin is called Shiva Anshim Torah. No. Maybe the Chaim, not really, it's not right. That Hishra Kos Nishin is called Anshim Torah is Takba, not really true by Yisum Shechav Makol. The only reason why the Grusha came around, the Kohen's a corpus exerce across it. So what's the corpus, what's the nature exerce across it? So it could be that the Xer Sakosov is that her Isser emanates from his Isser. That since he's not allowed to marry her, the male she's not allowed to marry, is living out with Fleva, besides the Fleva. The Isser on the Isha is Neveya from the Isser on the Ish. Whenever you take, you know, two takes to the tango. So whenever you have something that requires, in a sense, two components, so there's a primary component, a secondary component. So the primary component of the Yisr of Grusha L'Kohen is the Kohen. So even when the Kohen is also, when Mela, the Isha, the Grusha is also Asura, and she'll be Chaim's Malchus, don't get me wrong, she's going to get Malchus, but her Yisr is emanating, is Neveya from his Yisr. What do I say now? That she has an independent Yisr. The Torah says that he's also marry her, she's also marry him. You can have a quirk in the case where maybe he won't be in violation for some crazy, wild, mishrudic, off the wall reason that he won't be Asura. It shall still be also to him. So that's a big question in the Rishon. What's the nature of the relationship between the Yisr of the Kohen to the Grusha and the Grusha to the Kohen? Do we say that there's a primary and secondary components here, and you have to pass it up on the primary, and then if and when the primary is also the secondary schleps along? But do I say no? That it's not primary. They're co-hosts. That there's a primary. There's not a primary. He's Yisr b'fnei atzma, Haras b'fnei atzma. Anyone remember that? Can you remember this one? Mein nafkamina, this long dish of Akira. About whether the harvest emanates from him or not. Remember this one? It's a toughie.
If he's a katan, if he's a katan, would it be?
Oh, that would be interesting. Actually, that one talk that we shared both of them, but that would be a good protection after, you know? The one that we spoke about was, what about the following situation? What if the man gets a green light with the sister? What's his green light? The mitzvah's yibum. Essay the chalosa say. Catch this one. Lu yitzur again. You got to learn yivamas tabchof. I think it took us about 6 weeks to learn Yivam Stavchav, if I'm not mistaken. So in Yivam Stavchav, there is a possibility of Esed Dacholosa say for Yibam. Again, you have to work through a lot of details to figure out why the Shiddur should not work. It's possible, it's Nitan the Omer, that Esed Dacholosa say for Yibam. The problem is that Tosfos the Gittin of Amalef, I was one of them that says that my essay can't be Dacholosa. And according to many Rishonim, the mitzvah of Yibam was only on the man, not on the woman. So there's a famous kasha gecharen. All the plachman and putl about this kasha. Everyone has what to say about this kasha. How can the Gemara talk about essay dochelos sibe yibum? How can the essay of the man be dochel the lav of the woman? According to many Rishonim, the woman's not getting any mitzvah. Yivam yivam Allah is only in the man and the woman. So how can my essay of yibum be dochel ha'isur? So one of the many answers that I suggested is this idea that the Gemara is talking about Esed Dochelosa, said by Yisur Kahuna. That's the case of the Gemara. And it could be that since Klape the man, we pass in that it's Mukher, because for him, he's hiding behind Esed Dochelosa, say. So once the law doesn't apply to him, for whatever reason it is, the law doesn't apply to him, once we pass it up, the law doesn't apply to him. So the male, it doesn't apply to her, because Lo Yitavachom and Yisur, her Yisur can't get off the ground, his Yisur doesn't exist. So even though the reason, the rationale that was not chidi yisur for him, namely the principle of esedochel say taka doesn't apply to her because she doesn't have a mitzvah esrei, but it's inconceivable that she should be asura to something that he's allowed to. We cannot issue a psak man with the woman asura because the whole issur of the woman is only in the bear for the man. So many Rishonim would not buy into that, because many Rishonim, what do you mean Horus is based on him? No. She's independently Asura. So we could paskin that he's Mut because he's hiding behind this Elochus Mustay, and she's Mutat, and she's Asura because she doesn't have this Elochus Mustay to hide behind. So it's almost that idea, that same kind of Avor. We have two Asura. You have a man, you have a woman. Do we say that each one is independently Asura, or do we say no? That there's a primary Issa that depends on the, and the secondary Issa depends on the primary Issa. Anyone know, like a wild chance, any other example, give one more example just to highlight this, this idea we have two Isurim, you have Basar and Chala, you have man and woman, you have two players, either two Chetzos or two Gavras, and also the same kind of a Shaila exists, is one primary, the other secondary, or do we say each one is independent? Anyone know? Any guesses?
By Ribbis?
Yeah, who said Ribbis? Oh, sure, good, yep. Ribbis. By Ribbis, the Torah says the Malva can't take Ribbis, and the Lord is not going to give Ribbis. So Tyson's quotes a question, is the Isra and the Leiven independent Isra? Or is the Isra and the Leiven basically, the real thing the Torah doesn't want is the Malvin to take Ribbis. And then the Torah tacks on the Isra and the Leiven giving Ribbis. It's not really the Fleev, it's almost like Kain of the Fleev. So you have to paskin vis-a-vis the Malvin. If you paskin vis-a-vis the Malvin, then it's also, then the Leiven has a problem. So now, this goes back to the Kutten Mishnah that the Rebbe raises. Tosfos has a Shaila, basically, one of the Mitzia. What would the din be if the Malveh happens to be a Kutten? So, am I allowed to borrow money from a Leib, from a Malveh Kutten or not? There's a whole Sugi in the Gemara. So, there's one day the Gemara says yes. One day the Gemara says yes. The Malveh the Chavitz, the Kutten, the Mavitz, you're allowed to borrow money from the Rebbe's. So, Tosfos says, Takasha, how in the world can I borrow money? It's going to be passed like this, but how in the world can I borrow money from a Kutten to Rebbe's? Forget about the Kutten's problem. Aren't I violating my Issa Mitzad being a Loivet? So Tosfos quotes one answer to say that no, that the Issa and the Loivet is secondary to the Malveh. And since the Malveh is a Lava Aron, she's a Lava Chiyuva, so the Mele B'chei Gam, there wouldn't be an Issa and the Loivet as well. So any Rishon who would not give that Teretz would probably not give that Teretz because they are not of that opinion that the Loivet's Issa is secondary. The Loivet is a primary violator as well. So this is a common theme. I think we can call June's mind. I got a great new idea for June's mind Hollywood. It's called finding themes, identifying thematic structures in Talmud literature. Yesterday we spent a lot of time understanding, giving Reb Chaim's thematic approach to different sugyas, and now it's the same kind of an idea that we're running from Bas B'cholof to Grusha L'Koyein to Bab L'Leib L'Rib. It's all the same kind of a chakira. Oh, she got to write this up for us, and I'm not sure what to do with it, but in some shape or form, try to figure out. Okay, maybe you can read it next Shishabur. Anyway, so Rabbi Sai, how do we view Bas B'cholof? So at one stage in the Gemara thought to the utmost, to the extreme view, that the Cholof is not even also wrote. Again, the Gemara quickly rejected that. But we fall back position and say, not completely mutter, but at least subservient to the Basar. So how would we even test this? So one way to test this is in the following scenario. That's a famous sugya that we've touched on a little bit here and there, but we haven't really learned, and it's chaval not to delve into this a little bit, because it actually is halach b'maisa. We get past the lumbus at some point, we'll get into the halach b'maisa, hopefully. There's a famous sugya later on, in the 8th of Chulin, about basar b'cholov, if the meat is non-kosher meat. Now, I don't mean if it's a species of non-kosher animal, that we all know. If it's chaza meat, that is for sure not basar b'cholof, because it's not a gedi ha-mabatera. Although gedi doesn't mean only a goat, but it has to at least be a kosher animal. It can't be a kortimene, it can't be a chaya, it can't be a min of basar tam. So if you cook chaza milk, or horse milk, or cow's milk, or dog meat, with milk, that's not going to be basar b'cholof. For that matter, if you use milk from a non-kosher species, that's also not going to be basar b'cholof. So that's a given, that's for sure. Okay. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to eat it because you can't eat chaz meat anyway, but it would be mutter levash. There's absolutely nothing wrong if you are asked to cook in a restaurant to cook up pork chops and milk. So that's mutter lechachim, not in the rest, not in the rest. That is not called bas b'chol. It's supposed to be nenef, but it's not called bas b'chol. What if it's not as clear as that? What if it's kosher species, but not shechem? Kosher species or chaylev, kosher species, betrefa. So you're taking meat that's a kosher species of animal, so it's still called gedi. On the other hand, you can't eat it. You can't eat it because it's chaylev, you can't eat it because it's sanavev, you can't eat it because it's betrefa, etc. So I go ahead and I take a piece of a besar nevela and a kukkah of milk. Is that a violation of bas b'chol? So the Gemara says, well, not so simple. It depends. Because here we have to reckon with what famous principle, a very, very famous sugya later on the 8th Rebbe Chulam, what's the famous principle that's going to bear down on this as well? Because once the meat is also mitam nevela, once this nevela takes hold, we should apply the principle, if it exists, called enis achal elisar. So how can the bas b'chol, which is only going to be chal at a later point, once I cook the milk, that's going to be an hour later. First I kill the animal, so it's now nevela is chal. And I take the meat and cook it in a pot of milk. That's a potential issue of enis achal elisar. So what's the din? So b'chol said tanoim. So many tanoim, we subscribe fundamentally to the rule of enis achal elisar. Therefore, for us, if you take the piece of the side of Eva and cook it in milk and then eat it, we cannot give you malchus for bas b'chol. It's impossible. We'll give you malchus for the veil. Don't think you get off the wolf scot-free. You're going to get malchus for achilas the veil, but we cannot, with a clear conscience, give you malchus for eating bas b'chol, because vis-a-vis the issue of achila, ain't is the chalas. What about vis-a-vis the issue of bishol? The issue of bishol, nothing's going to save you. Because there is no issa to cook besan avela. The issa is to cook bas b'chalav. So klape the issa, vis-a-vis the issa of bishul bas b'chalav, you can't hide behind any sechal issur, and therefore that would be issur. Would be issur there ice with chimah. So you cook chazer in milk, that's not a tsur bas b'chalav. That doesn't have the ingredients of bas b'chalav. That's like gedia v'meter. But if you take gedia v'meter, you take short kesel aids, that's a besan avela, b'chalav treif, and cook with milk. So at a later point, we're not going to give you the additional malchus for eating bas b'chol, because Nebuchadnezzar is going to hide behind in his chal iser, but bishul, you are going to be chayav. That is a big machlokes like that's been around. But what about hano? Hano is the tricky one. Maybe we'll talk about that another time, but not this moment.
What about akshavei? Like, once you're considered eating klape the nevela, isn't it also bas b'chol?
You mean like the shamelas, like the nosha story? So not necessarily, because that's where akshavei works. And things that aren't right, like chila, that kind of stuff. This is Enis Achalissa. Enis Achalissa says that the sentence just can't take hold. It's not that we're saying it's not mechila. Achshve means something that's otherwise not mechila can become nechshav yachila, and it's called mechila vis-a-vis other. Here, it's called mechila. It's just there's something stopping you dead in your tracks when you give me malchus. The stop you is Enis Achalissa. It's a different kind of halacha.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you not get malchus for the bishul anyway, because the bishul is only a function of achila according to many Rishonim?
I mean, according to the Rambam, you're asking about Bon Kasha, according to the famous case of Mishnah, that the issue of Bishol is only basically a siyaga for the Achila, and here we're not going to nail you for the Achila. How can we turn around and give you malchus for the Bishol? That's a very, very powerful question. That's a loaded question, I'm sure. Very, very loaded. You have to think about that. Okay? I think about that question.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. So we're basically getting back to that story. So we're not going to give you malchus for eating basar b'cholov, because enis chalas is going to save you. Come to chesam sefer lefalon cash, a bond cash, bond cash. Fred chesam sefer. I don't understand. What's in this pot exactly? What's in the pot is the sign of Ela with what? What kind of milk? Chol Yisrael, pride of the farm, J&J, golden, regular kosher milk. You cook the Besan of Nevela. So true, vis-a-vis the Besar Nevela, we have to look the other way and say, so sorry, we can't give you malchus, because Enes Echal Lesser. But what Rabbi said? So the Basar Shiboy is not Nesar Mitam Bas B'chol, because it's trumped by Enes Echal Lesser. But what should be Nesar? What else is in that pot that should be Nessa, Rabbi Say?
Cholov.
Cholov should be also. And now for Chesam Sefer, I'm going to turn the tables on you. Catch this one. It could be, it's possible, again, this gets into intricacies of Enes Echal Elisar, it could be that once the Cholov becomes Osir, you know what may happen also? Anyone know?
I would guess the basar becomes usher.
The basar, based on what principle? What's one of the exceptions to the rule of Enes Echal Elisar? Is sir, you have a 50-50 chance of getting this right.
Moses.
What?
Joseph?
You got the wrong 50.
Okay.
Give me Yad Lanashem.
It's your koa.
There you go. I'll tell you the following. Okay? What if a person eats nevela on Yom Kippur? Are you chayef eating Yom Kippur now? So we paskin yes. Why? I ate this achal this time. It was nevela before Yom Kippur started. How could Yom Kippur be chal on it? What's the answer? Who knows?
Yisr Mosif.
Yisr what?
Yisr Mosif. It's Karis, isn't it?
No. Onesh is not called Yisr Mosif.
One's on the chatz, one's on the gavra.
No. Give me the other word. What is this? A kala? This a kala means when Yom Kippur comes, it creates Isurim on all other things. Yom Kippur says you can't eat ice cream, you can't eat cake, you can't eat pizza, you can't eat sushi, you can't eat, I'm trying to think of everything I've been eating for the last 3 months. You can't eat anything. So just as Yom Kippur is koilel ala macholis, so Yom Kippur takes hold on the nevela as well. That's the parasha of Issachar. That's not a set of maisif. The set of maisif means that this chaticha now becomes subject to more chavadik, other kinds of Yisurim, so then maybe you could say it's just a maisif. I don't want to talk about that. Issachar simply means that Ein Issachar Lissa means the Issachar can come and just address this one piece of food. But if the Issachar is clear on other things in passing, it has the ability to negate that it's called other things. It can ask this as well. Comes Chassam Sofer and says, the milk should be asur. If the milk is asur, so then not only is the milk asur, so it means this creation of us cholov created nisr on the cholov. It should be kailel nisr on the basur also. So how can the Gemara say that a eichel beside the day of the cholov is not chay malchus of us cholov? Because it is chalas are wrong. You should be chay malchus for the cholov, and then just the chay for malchus, the cholov should be able to schlep the basur in this way. That's the famous kasha for Chassam Sofer. No, who's giving me an answer based on what we said? So it says, Zabin Fadal, what do you see? That's not true. The Gemara should take the famous Shnita Zoy. What do you see from here, says Chassam Sofer?
They're not independent of each other. The Buster's the Iker.
The what?
The Buster's the primary issue. They're not independent.
Chassam Sofer says, you have to paskin on the Buster. When you paskin on the Buster, if the psak of the boss was usr, then we could tie the chol as usr as well. But if for whatever shape or form or reason that boss was an asr, we cannot begin a discussion talking about chol. Because boss and chol, the primary issue is the boss of Shabbat. Just as Sami Shalim said, the primary issue of Grusha Lekain is the Kain. And if for whatever reason the Kain gets a green light, Esi Dachlosi, Mamish from left field, the Kain got a green light. Well, it doesn't look at CSR. The prime minister of Ribbis is on the Malva. If the Malva gets a green light because it's a lot of she's not having mitzvahs, if for whatever reason the primary issue gets a green light, you cannot begin with the secondary issue. That is not acceptable. So, Chassam Sofer, the primary issue is the Bosa Shemal. And if the Bosa Shemal gets a green light, what's the green light for the Bosa Shemal? What do we call that? What's the green light that says the boss was not Nassar? Ein Yischal Isser is the green light for Bosser, the same way that Esed Achalos is the green light for the Kain, the same way being under by Mitzvah is the green light for the Malveh. Once the primary Isser gets a buy, then the secondary Isser does get off the ground. So you can't turn around and say, no, let's ask the Chalab and then the Kain will ask the boss. You can't start with the Chalab, you have to start with the boss. How does some sort of know this? Hagimara rejected Mosav lo cholov. He's right, says Chassam Sofer. Our Gemara rejected that the cholov is not a nothing. And one fleeing havdin, the Gemara thought the cholov is mamish good and should be here because I said Mosav, and if that's cholov according to the havdin, he wouldn't be chay malchus. That was rejected outright. But the underlying truth of that line in the Gemara still exists. The relationship between the Mosav and cholov is not such that the Mosav is everything, the cholov is nothing. The correct understanding of the relation between Bosra and Cholov is that the Bosra is the primary and the Cholov is the secondary. That's Chassam Sofer's Gibral.
Rebbe, why would the Cholov then be Usher? Because if the Cholov is secondary, it's all Toloi. If the
No, it's not.
Oh, he holds against. Okay.
Right. It's not Bosra and Cholov, that's right. I mean, Lemaisa Kenya has beliefs of Nevela, but Lemaisa is not Bosra and Cholov. But very good. Good. Comes the Chazinish and says, comes the Chazinish and says, the fleeing Havamin of the Gemara was fleeing and it flew away, never to come back. Says the Chazinish, that relation between Basar and Chalav is just not true. Chalav can stand on its own 2 feet. Chalav is independently Basar. It is nothing to do with my models of Yibon and Ribbis, says Chazinish. So no, Chazinish has to deal with Chassam Sefer's Kasha. How would the Chazinish deal with Chassam Sefer's Kasha? How do you address Chassam Sefer's Kasha? Says the Chazinish, before you can discuss either ingredient being osur, you first have to ask yourself, is this bas b'chalav? Once you've determined you have bas b'chalav on the table, then bas stands on its own 2 feet, and chalav stands on its own 2 feet. But you can't have one component being osur before you've been kaveya, you haven't been a bas b'chalav. So says the Chazinish, when the meat is beside the veima, einis achal lisser prevents the shein bas b'chalav being chal on the meat. So memela, there's no bas b'chalav on the table here. I mean, like a bishul there is, it's a very fine line. Like a bishul there is, because bishul is not subservient to the rules of einis achal lisser, because it knows it labashel beside the veima. But in the parasha of Achilas Bas B'Cholav, since we cannot say with a straight face, we have Bas B'Cholav here in the parasha of Achilas, because we're missing the Bas component, obviously we're missing the Bas component, so we don't have a parasha of Bas B'Cholav here. If we don't have a parasha of Bas B'Cholav here, you can't start by saying, gee, let's ask the Cholav. By God, let's ask the Cholav, the Cholav ask the Bas B'Cholav. You go backwards. You can't get into the batter's box. You can't begin to run the bases until you have Bas B'Cholav in front of you. I mean, you have beside the Vela, that's tantamount to not having Boss in front of you because Lamaisa and Amos Chalister. So the Chazanish says that Chazam Sefer's conclusion that Boss was the primary Yisr and Chalav is always going to be subservient to Boss is not correct. But the real answer, says Chazanish, is they are independently significant. But neither one can get off the ground until the Chalei Shem Bas B'chol was first created. Can somebody give me a fascinating nafkamina to the Chassam Sefer Chazanish? The Hale Gidei Lecherein from Freshbrook to B'nai Brak. The Gidei Gidei Le'ayel of Chassam Sefer Chazanish. Can somebody give me a nuance of a nafkamina?
The dairy is not kosher?
Oh, very good. Excellent. What about the other way around? What if I take Cholov, let's say Cholov in a treifa? Cholov in a treifa is awesome. It's from a meat kosher, so it's called cholav imoy. It's not like pigs, but camels, but horses, no. So it's not excluded from basal cholav gamre. Harai, if I cook cholav treifa with meat, I'm over the spell chayim matzah of bishul basal cholav. And now I want to know if I eat kosher meat, legamre kosher, Abel's and Haim and salami. Is that what it's called? Abel's and Haim, is that it? A kosher.
Yeah.
Not boars. I said, if I take kosher, Abel Ram and salami, and I cook it with cholav min ha-terefa, and I eat it, did I violate basa b'cholav or not? What do you think about that one? According to the Chazanish, did I violate basa b'cholav? No, because one of the ingredients was not subject to basa b'cholav because it is chalasa. So I'm not in violation of Basel Chalav, neither on the Chalav, nor on the Basel. But according to Chassam Sefer, that's not true. According to Chassam Sefer, all eyes are on the what, Rabbi say? All eyes are on the?
Meat.
Basel.
And once you paskin up the Basel as Osir, then you could potentially ask the Chalav also. So here, do I paskin the Basel as Osir? Absolutely. There's nothing preventing me from asking the Basel. And it's chalizah, what? It's kosher meat. I could eat the salami before I cooked the salami in the milk, it was kosher. So the salami is what the basar's mutter. So vis-a-vis the basar, after Paschal, there's a nisim basar b'chol chal in the basar. Vis-a-vis the cholov, l'chorah, there's no nisim basar b'chol chal in the cholov, because the cholov is chalizah. But wait, what's going to turn the world upside down, according to Chassam Sofer, and create an issue even for the Cholov. What rule? Those who failed last time, they get a pass on this one. What principle in this Chalissa can now turn around and turn the tables on us and even ask the Cholov? What is it?
Issur Cholov.
Well, because this Maisa of Bishop Bas Mecholov now is creates the Chalei Shem of Issur Bas Mecholov on the Bosor. According to Chassam Sofer, the Bosor has nothing to prevent it from being Chal on Issur Bas Mecholov. Once it's called the Bosor, and then it's going to be called the Cholov as well. So this will happen after Middle of the Dina between the Chassam Sofer and Chassam Sofer. But Chazanish, you have to have a Tsuris Bas Mecholov with both components being eligible to create Issur Bas Mecholov before you can begin to discuss anything on anything. You have to look to the Bosor. If the Bosor fails you, then everything self-destructs. If the Bosor doesn't fail you, it's just the Cholov that failed you. Okay, we can deal with that. We'll pass it on the Bosor, then we'll quickly move it to the realm of the Cholov. We'll ask the Cholov once it starts, once we start the Yisra on the Bosor. Again, a Berchi Yimcher, you choose the Hail Gedele Chereps and Tzai Kferi Tchazdash. But that whole Machlech Satsur Kadnish is all based on Agamah. Agamah had a Havamin of Bosor the Cholov, and the Gemara rejected it. Just how far did it reach? Maybe the next year we'll talk a little bit, just for a minute or two, or three or four, more about just how this plays out in terms of the side of Ayla. This is about the big dog food shop. We ever talk about it this year? I don't remember. We didn't talk about dog food yet this year. Anyone here got a dog? Anyone owns a pet here?
Yeah, we mentioned it. We mentioned dog food.
Mentioned maybe in the past. Okay, maybe we'll just talk quickly about it the next year because it's really the halacha l'maaseh take of everything we're talking about. But again, we just do a little bit of chumash now. We're running a little late, so we'll switch into the realm of chumash right now.